Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346, M.R., Number 314, Unique, E.G., White Expressions. Matters must be so arranged that canvassers shall have enough to live on without overdrawing. This door of temptation must be closed and barred. However honest a canvasser may be, circumstances will arise in his work which will be a sore temptation to him. Let the barn be locked before the horse is stolen. This is the best way. Every room in the soul temple has become more or less defiled and needs cleansing. The cobwebbed closet of conscience is to be entered. The windows of the soul are to be closed earthward and thrown wide open heavenward, that the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness may have free access. The memory is to be refreshed by Bible principles. The mind is to be kept clear and pure, that it may distinguish between good and evil. As you repeat the prayer Christ taught his disciples, and then strive to answer it in the daily life, the Holy Spirit will renew the mind and heart, and will give you strength to carry out high and holy purposes. Do not pick flaws anymore. Oh, I see enough buzzards, and I see enough vultures that are trying and watching for dead bodies. But we want nothing of that. We want no picking and picking and picking of flaws in others. Attend to number one, and you have got all that you have got to do. 43A, 1901, page 21. Talk before representative brethren in the college library, April 1st, 1901. The cars moved as noiselessly as a person walking with slippered feet across a carpeted room. To prevail with him, we must move in accordance with the Spirit's guidance. We may be hedged in by perplexities, but let us hold fast. Our great lack is perseverance, stick-to-itiveness. In getting up out of the easy chair of self-satisfaction and going forth to give the light of truth to their fellow men, God's people will learn an excellent lesson. Over-willingness in relieving the wants of the needy is a sin that very few are guilty of, and one that should be freely forgiven. 83, 1902, page 5. To Elder Butler and the Burden Bearers in the Southern Field, June 3, 1902. Many are in too great a hurry to pray. With hurried steps they pass the shadow of Christ's loving presence, pausing perhaps for a few moments within the sacred precincts, but not waiting for counsel. They have no time to sit down, no time to remain with the divine teacher. With their burdens, they return to their work. We hold the title deeds to real estate in the kingdom of glory. Never were title deeds drawn out more strictly according to law or signed more legibly than those that give God's people a right to the heavenly mansions. Let not your heart be troubled, Christ says. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Put away your cast iron dignity. God has not told you to cherish any such thing. Let your hearts be filled with the love of Christ. Then Christ-like sympathy will shine forth from your faces. 203, 1903, page 10. To those in positions of responsibility in the Nashville Publishing House, September 14, 1903. The Lord designs that men who have had great light should so appreciate Jesus Christ, the truth and the light, that the sweetness of the breath of the soul will testify that they have eaten of the living bread. In the family, the spirit of criticizing and fault-finding should have no place. The peace of the home is too sacred to be marred by this spirit. But how often, when seated at the meal table, the members of the family pass round a dish of criticism, fault-finding, and scandal. 272, 1903, pages 1, 2. To my dear brethren and sisters gathered in council at Nashville, December 20th, 1903. We see something which teaches us a lesson in almost everything around us. As we journeyed along, we met a smooth, clever-looking dog. As he trotted along, we noticed a large, fierce, savage-looking dog standing by the roadside looking very fierce, waiting the coming of the clever-looking animal, ready to pounce upon him. We thought we would watch the result. Soon, the little dog that was trotting along noticed his fierce companion and slacked his pace. He seemed to understand his enemy, and he dared not run by, but in a most humble manner crawled along upon the ground. Thus he continued to crouch and crawl until he had come up to the fierce-looking dog, who immediately pounced upon him. The dog would not battle, but rolled upon the ground in a begging manner. The big dog could not fight alone. He left the clever, pleading animal, who was still afraid of irritating him. So he walked along slowly, acting as though he wished to run, but did not dare to. At length he increased his pace a little, until he was sure he could outrun the other big dog. Then he ran along as fast as he could go, looking back to see if the other followed. If human beings would only manifest such humility under injustice as this dumb creature, how many unhappy quarrels might be saved? Released March 7th, 1973.